This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump on Friday pressured U.S. companies to leave China after Beijing unveiled $75 billion worth of additional tariffs on U.S. goods. AP Sagar Meghani reports the statement is the latest salvo in the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China.
President Trump is vowing a response to China's announcement that it's putting new tariffs on American goods, which themselves are retaliation for Trump administration tariffs. The president has not indicated just what he'll do. He did tweet he's hereby ordered American companies with operations in China to start finding alternatives, though it's unclear if he actually has the legal authority to do that. Earlier, Fed Chair Jay Powell suggested the central bank might further cut interest rates to help the economy. The president again lashed out at him, asking on Twitter who is America's bigger enemy, Powell or Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president's comments and the ongoing trade war sent stock prices tumbling on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 2.37%. The S&P shaved off 2.59%. The NASDAQ plummeted by 3%. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has survived another bout with cancer. AP's Tim McGuire has details.
The Supreme Court says 86-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas, and there's no evidence of the disease returning. Court says Ginsburg does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests and scans. She has had several bouts with cancer over the last 20 years. Last December, she had surgery for cancerous growths on her left lung. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump heads to France for the G7 summit with other world leaders on Saturday. As Joe Davies of Reuters reports, the environment and fires in the Amazon rainforest have taken center stage ahead of the meeting.
The four-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving. Instead, the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. It's prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against a trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest. But it seems unlikely that the environment will be top of Donald Trump's agenda at the G7. The US president, who has dismantled scores of environmental rules and rejected mainstream climate science, will instead use the summit to call on fellow leaders to be more like the states and follow the American economic model to help stave off a global slowdown.
Joe Davies of Reuters. A Moscow court ruled Friday that it will keep an American man suspected of spying in prison for at least 2 more months. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
The court had ruled to keep Paul Whelan behind bars at least until late October. Whelan, who is reportedly kept in cramped conditions, had felt unwell, and the American embassy last month had said his condition had generally worsened. When called, Russian paramedics, however, said he did not require hospitalization. Whelan, who holds multiple citizenship, was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow in December last year and charged with espionage, which carries a long prison sentence. He has publicly complained of poor prison conditions and has said his life is in danger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Billionaire David Koch, a major donor in conservative Republican politics and a major industrialist, has died. We get more from AP correspondent Matt Small.
David Koch, a major donor to conservative causes and educational groups, has passed away at 79, according to his older brother Charles. Together, the two founded the anti-tax, small government group Americans for Prosperity. Trained as an engineer at MIT, he joined Koch Industries back in 1970 and served on its board. He also served as CEO of Koch Chemical Technology Group. In 1980, Koch was the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate. With an estimated net worth of $50.5 billion, Forbes ranked him tied as the nation's fourth richest man back in 2012. Matt Small, Washington.
And veterinarians in Kenya Friday said they have successfully harvested eggs from the last 2 remaining white rhinos in existence in an effort to save the species from extinction. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Voice of the A. One, it's today.